He's slightly built and softly spoken, perhaps not the science fiction stereotype of the human hero in the battle against the machines, but Korea's Lee Sedol has just chalked up a fourth round win against a computer program which seemed to have us on the ropes. Sedol is the world champion of the complex Chinese board game Go, but after losing their first three matches to Google's DeepMind AlphaGo program, he's fought back to clinch a remarkable victory. Nick Grimm reports.
3 billion human lives ended on
In Hollywood fare like the Terminator movies, the machines always win against the feeble remnants of humankind.
They lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines.
That is, of course, until a hero emerges to strike an unlikely killer blow against their oppressors. Today, the world has a new hero. His name, Lee Sedol. And here he is, celebrating his killer blow.
Thank you very much. It's just one win, and I've never been congratulated so much just because I won one game.
Three games into the five-match series against the new artificial intelligence program developed by Google, South Korean Go champion Lee Sedol had seemed to be down for the count. The DeepMind AlphaGo program had scored three decisive victories, clear evidence, it might have seemed, of the infallibility of the technology when pitted against a human counterpart.
Sorry, folks.
We got to keep an eye on this game. At this point, AlphaGo is just playing a lot of forcing moves.
But in Game 4 of the series, Lee Sedol pulled off an extraordinary move that delighted his fans and, as the game's commentary team pointed out, had AlphaGo on the defensive.
And again, moves like this, I think they're an indication that AlphaGo is behind.
Go is an ancient game popular in China and other parts of Asia. Played with black and white stones, the board game is considered so complex with so many possible moves, it was thought it would take computer programmers years yet to perfect a machine that could outplay a human. But along came AlphaGo, seemingly unstoppable as it took out one game after another. But in this latest contest, the tables were turned. Here's how the final moments unfolded in the nail-biting action.
I don't really know exactly how Lee Sedol wants to play it. He has a lot of choices at this point. Like, he could push through here, and this would be bad for black. There's a number of ways. Oh, looks like AlphaGo has resigned.
Wow.
AlphaGo had simply given up, suddenly, with a bit of a whimper. Here's Google's DeepMind team CEO, Demis Hassaba, speaking at the post-game news conference.
Lee Sedol is an incredible player, and he was too strong for AlphaGo today. AlphaGo started off well, but then because of Lee Sedol's fantastic play, it was pressurized into some mistakes.
Yes, you heard it right. Google's artificial intelligence program made a mistake. And if Tuer is human, perhaps AlphaGo's artificial intelligence program is more like the real thing than anyone expected. Here's Google DeepMind team leader David Silver.
AlphaGo has started to learn for itself through self-play. And so one of the main reasons we came here was to have a really strong player, an amazing player who was able to push AlphaGo. And I think today we saw in this game, Mr. Lee was able to really push AlphaGo into exposing some of its weaknesses.
And just as what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Google will use this defeat to help make AlphaGo even more formidable. And like a true champion, Lee Sedol knows sometimes it pays to lose, yet live to fight again another day.
Before I started today's game, I was thinking about my own prediction that I would win 5-0 or maybe 4-1. I guess if I'd been winning three consecutive games and I lost one single game, it would have really hurt tremendously. I think this one win is so valuable. I wouldn't swap this for anything in the world. Thank you.
Of course, this wasn't the first matchup of man versus machine. In 1997, chess champion Garry Kasparov was defeated by IBM's Deep Blue in a game conducted under tournament conditions, proving that machines could outthink a human. It took almost 20 years, but now the game of Go has probably gone the same way.
Nick Grimm.